This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 68 and 69. Let God arise. The Lord gives the word, the mount God desired. Awesome is God in his sanctuary and no foothold. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
What could you do? There is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord is from Genesis chapter 45. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near. And he said to them, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me and do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, and as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. How many of you have heard those words before? Some of you probably more times than you can count. But when was the last time you actually heard those words? When was the last time you inwardly digested them? Better yet, when was the last time you intentionally lived out those words in your own daily life? Now, there's no judgment or criticism to my question, only the recognition that Jesus' words often do not have their way in my life the way that I would like them to. And maybe that's true for you too. I wonder if today's gospel lesson has become like elevator music. The music plays in the background of our life, but no one is singing or dancing to the song. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Notice it does not just say forgive those who hate you. Today, Jesus is taking it one step further and actually says, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Today, we celebrate the commemoration of Polycarp, the Bishop of Smyrna. And it is said that he was taken into the arena, tied to the stake in order to deny Christ and affirm the deity of Caesar. Polycarp simply replied with this: "For 86 years, I've served Jesus, and he has never wronged me in any way. How then could I possibly curse my very king and savior?" The soldiers began piling wood around the stake and nailing down Polycarp's limbs. But he assured the soldiers, "Leave me as I am. The one who gives me strength to endure the fire will also enable me to remain motionless against the stake without being secured." And soon after Polycarp offered up a prayer, the soldiers lit the wood and set him on fire. Now, this kind of faith and love is only possible when we truly believe that Jesus has never wronged me in any way, and I have no right to curse my Savior, and I must obey all that he says. When we don't believe that, we try to square things up in our own way and take matters into our own hands. Then we lose the ability to love and forgive, to bless and pray for those that we might consider our enemies. I dare say it all starts with the belief that God is in charge of his world, no matter what is being done to me. While believing that Jesus has never wronged me in any way, and how then could I possibly curse my neighbor who has been made in his Father's image? When you believe that, you can love your enemies, turn the other cheek, pray for those who abuse you, and you can do all of this because of the faith that says God is in charge of his world in spite of all the appearances to the contrary. Jesus has never wronged me in any way. Those words are simple, but a life-changing belief. When you think about it, Jesus lived by his own teachings in an incredible way. He chose to love his enemies, even when they mocked him and spit on him. He was determined to do good to those who hate him, even when they cried out at his crucifixion. He opted to bless them when they cursed him, and he prayed for them when they abused him. But as you know, forgiveness is not always easy. C.S. Lewis writes, "Forgiveness is a lovely idea until there's something to forgive." What do we do then? What do we do when there's something to forgive? When someone hurts us in a very personal or intimate way, some will strike back, seeking revenge. Some will let the anger and darkness of that sin paralyze them. And others will harbor that anger and take it out in other sinful ways. Again, this is not a criticism or judgment of someone else, but I'm speaking from personal experience as a pastor. I know how hard forgiveness is, especially when a member or loved one curses you or abuses you. Like you, I too struggle when it gets hard. I often want to avoid it or lash out. Yet, deep down inside, I know that is not the way of Christ. You see, when we hold on to our anger, it's like drinking poison and thinking the other person is going to get sick. Holding on to our anger leaves us stuck in the past, tied to the evil of another, and deprived of the future that God so desires to give to you and to me. Today, Jesus reminds us that forgiveness and doing good is the only way forward, and our medicine and antidote to our sin is found on the very altar. That doesn't mean we forget, condone, or approve what was done. It means we are released from them and don't hold their sin against them. We let go of the thoughts and fantasies of revenge. We look to the future rather than the past. We pray for them. Forgiveness is a way in which we align our life with God and His life. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Here's your one takeaway. When Jesus says, love your enemies, he's simply asking you to be Christian, to love as Christ has first loved you. So how do you love your enemies? Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And ultimately, the number one thing you can do is pray God's blessings on those who abuse you. Yes, you can do those things because like Polycarp, you are filled with the Holy Spirit and believe that Jesus has never wronged me in any way. How then could I possibly curse my very King and Savior? May we now do unto those what Jesus has done to us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Come to save us. Let us pray for the church in all places, for the world, and for the confession of the gospel throughout that world, that through its light many may be led to Jesus' eternal kingdom. Blessed God, you have promised to sustain all those who trust in you. By your grace, send forth your word throughout your church into the world, so that many may come to confess your name and believe in you through your Son and by your Spirit. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Blessed God, you know the way of the righteous. Make blameless the deeds of all who serve in positions of public trust, especially the mayor, city council, and police of our communities. Enable us to be good citizens as we contribute to wise decisions for the general welfare of all. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed God, lift your eyes upon those in want of the means to sustain life, health, and shelter, that we may supply their needs, and that through your word they may come to embrace the blessings of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed God, your Son healed the multitudes who came to him for relief. Extend your hand of healing over those afflicted by illness. According to your will, grant that they may be cured, or if not, that they would receive strength to bear their burdens with patience. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Blessed God, you satisfy those who hunger for you with the manna that falls from your heavenly kingdom. Give to us this day that holy manna, the very body of your Son, together with his most precious blood, that we may have life in him. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
By the light of your word, we entrust all for whom we pray into your hands. Through the Holy One, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he has now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifest the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in this most holy supper, you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace.